Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast where I help you to understand and improve, hopefully, your understanding of the English language, where you can improve the grammar, use of idioms and expressions, and hopefully help you to have better conversations and perhaps get that job that you hope for with that international company. So this is our podcast extra, so we look at things slightly differently. And of course, at the moment, there's a lot of talk about remote working or distant working or other aspects like that because of what's happening in the world today. And you know, it's not the first time that people have talked about remote working, because it has actually been with us for quite considerable time. In fact, people started talking about it as far back as the last crisis, which was in 2008. So what I thought I'd do is just give you a reading about remote working, just highlight some words included in this particular reading, and then look at some other words connected with it. So when we talk about remote working, we can also refer to distance working. We can refer to home office. Yeah. So they all mean exactly the same thing. So remote, distant, or home office. Okay. So if you hear any of those expressions, they're really mean the same thing. So let me read the little passage to you. There's some words that I've highlighted. I'll explain them to you at the end of it, and then I'll give you some other words. Okay, so, and this again is refers, as I said, to remote working. When the Great Recession hit us back in 2008, many US companies downsized their office space to save money and began allowing or even encouraging employees to work from home. But what was born from necessity has stuck around long after the economy rebounded. It turned out that remote work has benefits besides cheaper office rent. While the broad impacts of remote work have yet to be measured across industries and for extended lengths of time, initial studies have found that it can increase productivity and lower employee turnover. A recent Harvard Business Review study of US patent and trade office workers found their output increased by 4.4% after a transition to remote work. There's less distraction from people talking in the office, Remit, who was the first in her office to work remotely, said, "I'm more productive, I have the ability to concentrate and create my own environment." Okay, that's the end of the article. So there are a number of words that I just want to explain. Downsized. This is a really classic American word that they use when they talk about a company firing a few people or reducing the, as they call it, the headcount, or just simply having some redundancies. Okay, so to downsize means to go from 25 to 15, from 100 to 50, from 100 to 0. Whatever number you reduce your headcount by, you are downsizing. The next expression was stuck around, we said there. But what was born from necessity has stuck around. So when something sticks around, it means it lasts. It wasn't just something that happened in 2008 in the recession and then disappeared. It has stuck around, mean it has lasted, and it has lasted quite a long time. Yeah, we'd often say to somebody when they call in to see us, "Oh, I thought I'd just drop by and see how you are." "Oh, great. Why don't you stick around for a while? Some of the guys are coming from the football club. We can grab a beer." Okay, so to stick around means to stay or to remain. So this idea of remote working has stuck around now for 12, 13 years. and it said here, has stuck around long after the economy rebounded. So when something rebounds, it means it comes back. Okay, so if you throw a ball against a wall, it rebounds off the wall and comes back to you. So it rebounds. Yeah. Okay, so when the economy rebounded, it meant the economy during the recession of 2008 fell quite dramatically. But then after a number of years, 8 or 9 years, it rebounded, it bounced back and sort of improved. And now again, we have the same problem because of the coronavirus, where the economy has fallen and people will be waiting for that to rebound a second time. Okay, so to rebound, to bounce back, to improve. Okay, and then the next expression we have is turned out. It turned out that remote work has benefits. So turned out means it appears, or the result of the action was that remote work has benefits. So it turns out that I was right. Yeah. So I said, oh, I think this is going to happen and blah, 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 blah. And then 2 days later, the report in the paper is exactly what you said. He said, oh, look, it turns out that I was right. Things are the way I thought they would be. So to turn out means to be as you had expected or be as you had predicted. It turns out that. Okay. Next word is productivity. Productivity is our output. How much do we produce? What is your productivity like? Well, I work 6, 7, 8 hours a day, whatever it is. And when I'm working remotely, I produce a lot of work. I don't get interrupted. So my productivity, the level of work that I have, increases greatly. What is the productivity? Is it better in the morning or the evening? Well, it's certainly better of a Tuesday or Wednesday morning than it is of a Monday morning, because on a Monday morning, everybody's talking about their weekend. So productivity on a Monday morning is low. Productivity on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, much, much higher. And on Friday, it's the highest of all because people are looking forward to the weekend. Okay, so productivity, what we produce, what is our output? And the final word in that passage was distraction. There's less distraction. When there's a distraction, it means it takes your attention away from what you intended doing. So when you're working in the office and people are chatting at the coffee station, it's a distraction. When people are talking about the weekend, it's a distraction. When people's mobile phones ring, it's a distraction. So that constant noise around your desk in an open planned office in particular are distractions that we could do without, and therefore working remotely can often be better. Of course, it has its downside. You don't see people so often, but in terms of output, productivity, less distraction. Okay, so those are the words downsized, stuck around, rebounded, turned out, productivity, and distraction. So let me read it one more time so you understand those words in context. When the Great Recession hit back in 2008, many US companies downsized their office space to save money and began allowing or even encouraging employees to work from home. But what was born from necessity has stuck around long after the economy rebounded. It turned out that remote work has benefits besides cheaper office rent. While the broad impacts of remote work have yet to be measured across industries and for extended lengths of time, initial studies have found that it can increase productivity and lower employee turnover. A recent Harvard Business Review study of US patent and trade office workers found their output increased by 4.4% after a transition to remote work. There's less distraction from people talking in the office, Remit, who was the first in her office to work remotely, said, I'm more productive, I have the ability to concentrate and create my own environment. Okay, so what other words are there connected with remote working? Well, let's look at some. Log in and log out. So when you sit down at your table or your little desk, whatever you've set up in your office, you have to log in, log out. If there's a special password you have to use to get into the company server, okay? Or perhaps you have to dial in to a particular modem so that you can get into to get access to your company site, because there may be particular firewalls or some security pass that they have to protect. Okay, so you have to dial in. You can also have the expression cloud work. Okay, so cloud work is where all communication, information and files are shared and stored online. So you need to access files, they're somewhere in the cloud. If you need to access photos, they're in a cloud. So you can access them, I can access them, 20 people can access them at the same time. So that's the benefit of this remote working, where everything is held electronically, everything is held in the cloud. Okay. When you're working remotely, you no longer have to commute to work. To commute is just walk down the stairs or walk up the stairs or walk across to the other room that you have set up as your office. So your commute has been reduced quite considerably. So one of the big benefits for people working remotely is no commutes to the office. They don't have to get on a bus, a train, find parking for the car. Yeah? So to commute is less, it's zero. Okay. Supervision. Well, supervision can be a problem, and sometimes that's one of the reasons why management don't always like the idea of remote working, because it's hard to supervise people, or so they say. But you can, of course, you can supervise people technically by looking at their access on the internet. There are ways of which people can do it, so it's not so much of a problem as they might think. Okay, so but supervising people by walking around the desk is a thing of the past anyway. So, but supervising people is not so easy when you're working remotely. So supervision, to look over, to watch, to monitor what people are doing. To micromanage. Well, I hate being micromanaged by anybody, but micromanage is when somebody wants to manage all the little details of what you do. Yeah, macro manages the bigger aspect, the wider view, from the helicopter view, as we might call it. Micro manages to go down to the little nitty gritty, the little tiny little detail. Okay, and when you're working remotely, then you can avoid being micro managed, and things become a little bit easier for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're working remotely, you also have a flexible schedule. You might not start at 8 o'clock, you might start at 8:30, you might not finish at 4:30, you might finish at 5, or you might finish at 3 to collect the kids and do a little bit of work later on. So having a work-life balance is a little bit easier. Being able to suit when you start and when you finish, make sure your schedule a little bit more flexible to fit in with the family schedule. Okay, it happens. Yeah, you don't like to be distracted, but you know, there are things you have to do at 3 o'clock, the things you have to do at 4 o'clock, you can catch up with your work later on at 5 or 6. Thing you have to be really careful about when you work remotely and work from your home or a home office is that you actually end up working more than you might normally do in the office, because in the office you're looking at the watch, 5 o'clock, 5:15, whatever time, bang, switch off, log out, and off you go. At home, the laptop is open all the time, so there's a tendency to overwork sometimes, so you just have to be careful with that. Okay, so there, words and expressions connected with that whole topic of remote working. Yeah, and if you're sitting down at your desk now that and you are working remotely and you haven't done it before, just remember that, you know, you don't have to sit there all day. Get up, stretch. Yeah, okay, get your arms stretched, your legs stretched. I work from home all the time, and it's one of the big problems you have, is a tendency to sit at the desk in one position a little bit too long. So get up, stretch, walk around, go out in the garden, go out in the park. I have a park immediately behind the apartment where I'm living at the moment, so I can just walk out, stretch the legs for 10-15 minutes and come back. It really makes you feel better. So don't feel you're tied to that desk. Get up, move around. Yeah, as we said before, move it. So get yourself moving. You'll feel the benefit of it. Make sure you have plenty of water and fluids, because, you know, sitting in front of the screen, you get tired and you have to be a little bit alert. Okay, so don't let the laptop be your boss, and don't be a slave to it. So, but enjoy that remote working, because it has huge, huge benefits. And I think when all of these problems of coronavirus are over, we'll probably see another tick up in the number of people who are going to work remotely, not just because some companies will want to downsize their office space again because of economic issues, or perhaps downsize their workforce, but because it's a more efficient way for some people, not everybody, but for some people to work. Okay, as always, if you want to contact me, you can do so, and you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, look out for that link to the Easy Peasy Club. It's a really good club where you can find an effective, efficient and economic way to learn your English. So when you get there, look out for it, show it to your friends and share it. We've got lots of members now, and I do a pre-recorded lesson once a week. And with that, you get some accompanying exercises, and when you send them back to me, I'll check them and I'll come back to you with my comments. Okay, well, as always, I appreciate you listening, and join me again soon.